Officials from the state and NASA are leading a workshop in Anchorage to talk about the potential for airship transportation in Alaska. The futuristic-looking dirigibles are being hailed as a potential solution to the state's transportation challenges. These days, they work with helium instead of hydrogen to make them safer. Pete Warden is director of NASA's Ames Research Center in California. He says the new airships use 19th century technology that's been updated to make it safe, reliable, and cheap. And he says there are different kinds.
Some of them fly like airplanes, some of them fly like balloons. But what one does is you can, the standard airship, I mean, and really the word airship is probably the best description. It's a ship that goes through the air. Maybe a better thing would call it an air submarine because it doesn't fly on top of the atmosphere. It flies through the atmosphere. But a standard airship, when it sits on the ground, its buoyancy caused by the lighter-than-air gas exactly balances the weight of the cargo and the ship itself. If you want to go up, there's a couple ways to go up. One is to drop some ballast, which is sand or water or something. But the way the modern ones work is that they have engines on them. They turn the engines so that they are facing down, and that drives the airship up into the air, and then they can change the orientation of the engines to drive it forward. And one of the really appealing things for the state of Alaska is that having a lot of remote locations that can only be gotten to by air, if you can bring an airship in where you don't have to have even a very simple airfield, really changes things a lot, plus the ability to hover. So it really is going to revolutionize, I think, our ability to operate in remote locations.
And Director Warden, in your conversations with Lieutenant Governor Treadwell, what do you see as the primary uses for airships in Alaska?
Well, golly, we're having a conference here today, and there's sort of dozens of ones you might think of and a few that you might not. But a perfect example is as there are more and more operations that are mining or oil extraction in remote locations, this enables us to get equipment in and out of those locations with virtually no impact to the surrounding environment. One doesn't have to build a road across certain locations. It also provides potentially all year round access. Today, I understand many of these locations are only accessible by ice roads in the winter. So it could really change our ability to get to remote locations. Another very important aspect is the ability to handle natural disasters like floods and other natural disasters, to actually get large amounts of equipment in to rescue people, to provide supplies. In fact, the U.S. Department of Defense is very interested in this technology and has been supporting it for some of their relief operations where it's very difficult to get lots of equipment and supplies in quickly.
Well, it certainly sounds promising. What are the biggest challenges to seeing these types of airships become more widely used?
Well, it's happening now that a lot of industry, in fact, at our conference here, there's probably seven or eight major industries that are building or will soon build airships. Probably the biggest issue is really just the raising the resources, either from private or public sector, to start building things. To be sure, there are technological challenges of building some of the bigger ones. I mean, we don't know how to do that yet. But today, things that could carry tens of tons are very much in the works, and we think within 5 to 10 years, airships that could carry hundreds of tons that could even exceed the capacity of our largest airliners will be around.
Pete Warden directs NASA's Ames Research Center. The workshop is being held at the University of Alaska Anchorage. It wraps up tomorrow.